Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Louis Nishma, Sam Yaakov Shalom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding what Mitzia Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara on the Taba on Yud Beis brings Reb Chiya Bar Abba on the name of Rabbi Yochanan that says a very fundamental concept. Loi Godol, Godol Mamish, Loi Koton, Koton Mamish. Godol doesn't necessarily mean an adult, and Koton doesn't necessarily mean a child. Ela Godol v'samuch al-shulchan aviv zehu Koton. A gadol who he relies on his father, he is considered to be a katan. Katan ve'eino samuch al shulchan aviv zehu gadol. A child, but he is independent, he's a gadol. Meaning, the Gemara here is establishing the definition of a gadol is independence, someone who's standing on his own. And the definition of a katan is someone who is dependent on somebody else. This concept is used a lot in Torah Samach Shalom. And we'll bring a few examples to this. So first, the Maharal in Sefer Netzach Yisrael Perek and Beis, when he speaks about the fact that Avraham Avinu, the Gemara tells us in Pesachim that he called Beis HaMikdash Har, a mountain. So explains the Maharal, because a Har always means something large, something big. And Avraham Avinu is called a Gadol. Says the Maharal, why? Shemitas Avraham Umitas HaChesed, Chesed is compared to a mountain because Chesed is Godol. Why is Chesed Godol? So my father Shlita on the footnotes on this Maharal goes on to explain like this. The Maharal himself always defines what is Chesed. Chesed is when someone gives something to somebody else for no reason at all. That's famously what the Maharal writes, the difference between Chesed and Rachamim. Chesed is someone just giving to somebody else because the good of his heart. Rachamim is when someone sees someone else in need, he has mercy and he gives him what he needs. So a very big difference, why is the first person giving, why is the second person giving? The first one is giving because of his own independent feeling. The second one is giving not because what he wants to do, but because he sees someone in need, so that brings out what he wants to do. So if so, Chesed means someone who's completely independent. He doesn't depend on any other things that cause him to do something. He does it on his own. He's the initiator. And this is based on our Gemara, that someone who's independent, the definition of independence is Gdula, and Chesed means someone who's independent on his own feeling. That's why Baal Chesed is called Gadol. When we call Kadosh Baruch Hu Akel HaGadol HaGibor VaNoira, Gadol say Chazal, so Midas Tuvoi, that's Midas HaChesed. In the Sefer Pardes Yosef, in Parash Bereishis, he says that when he spoke to the Ger Rebbe, referring to the Imre Emes, he told him an idea, and then he found that the Bnei Soscha says it in Chodesh Nisan Maim HaGimel. Why is the Shabbos before Pesach called Shabbos HaGadol, the big Shabbos? What's the reason for it? So explains Bnei Yisrael, we know that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Who makes Yom Tov into Yom Tov? Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael mekachel hazmanim. But Shabbos Bereishis stands on its own. Am Yisrael don't make it Kaddosh, it stands on its own. So comes out, the Muyadim depend on Am Yisrael, and Shabbos stands on its own. Before we get to Pesach, the first Moed of Am Yisrael, we want to come and emphasize the chiluk, the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Shabbos, we call it Shabbos HaGadol, the big Shabbos. The Shabbos which is independent, Keneged the Yom Tovim that will come soon. And especially the Pesach is called also Shabbos, Mimochar HaShabbos. Meaning Pesach does have the name of Shabbos, but that's not Shabbos HaGadol, it's not an independent Shabbos. It's a Shabbos which depends on Am Yisrael. So when we have the Yom Tov, which is called Shabbos, before that comes the regular Shabbos Bereishis, I call that Shabbos HaGadol, the independent Shabbos, Gadol, ki usom eino samuch ha-shulchan achir. And we conclude that there's a story with the Vilna Goin that's brought down in different versions, different places. In Koivitz Yeshurun, Chelek Vav, it's brought in this, from the Sefer Shevis Yosef, that once the Vilna Goin was traveling, and he got to a place that the Balabais was Tabi Chochem, and he saw that the Vilna Goin was somebody special. So he opened the Chumash and told him, this was the Chumash of my late father, who was a big time Chochem. And he wrote on the Pasuk, which refers to the sun and the moon, he wrote a Rosh Tevis that nobody is able to understand. The Rosh Tevis are Gimel Vov Ayin Shin Aleph Nun Kuf. So the Vilna Gaon says, I'll tell you what the Rosh Tevis are. Gadol v'samuch al shulchan aviv nikra katan. And he explained, he's coming to answer a question. The Gemara in Chulin has a stira. And one hand it says, Shneam Arisa Gdolim, the two big lights, sun and the moon. And the other hand it says, Amora Gadol v'amora katan, that the sun is called Amora Gadol, and the moon is called Amora katan. So the Chulin, it's a contradiction. So the answer the father is alluding to, the Alpip Shad, you can explain, yeah, the sun and the moon are both called the big lights. But the reason the sun is called Gadol and the moon is called Katan, because compared to the sun, the moon is Katan. Because the sun has its own light, it's independent. It's Gadol ve'ein samuch al shulchan acherim. It's on standing on its own. But the moon, even though it's a big light, but because it's all that it gets is a reflection of the sun, doesn't have its own light, it depends on others, so that's why it's called a Katan. And in Pardes Yosef, that we mentioned before, he brings the same word, the name of the Sefer Bris Shalom. All the Ma'ar Mekoymes are in the attached source sheet. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.